I can feel it too. I hope all of you can as well, both on the good, the positive, as well as some caution. I would exercise some caution. I want to welcome everyone into tonight's program, Wednesday, February 26, 2025. And yeah, it is the 26th, right? Of course it is. Man, consider it's almost March, you know. Wow. Looking at, obviously, the highlights of today, the president's first cabinet meeting, President Trump's first cabinet meeting, kind of looks, kind of reminds me of the Biden regime, right? The cabinet meetings we saw with him and no. And he actually took, according to official press records, let me look here. I think he took something like seven times more questions than Joe Biden during his press conference as well. So you had this show of unity, show of force, show of power in the cabinet meeting. And of course, Huffington Post, HuffPo, and Reuters not invited, basically kicked out of the cabinet meeting. And I'll tell you something, okay? He didn't kick out the... people are going crazy over this. You know, it's censorship. No, no. You can invite who you want into a press conference. Even in the local political sphere, which I remember when a judge, this is like 30 years ago when somebody was running for a judicial post, where actually one of the networks in my town was disinvited from the press conference. So, I mean, this is nothing new and people shouldn't really make that much about it. But I want to welcome and thank the people in the chat. Welcome people watching this on Rumble. We had a little hiccup yesterday. I guess some notifications went out and went out and went out and went out and went out. It's like, stop. So I don't know what happened. My apologies for that. It was a hiccup on Rumble's end, not ours. We don't, we certainly don't send mass notifications for the show. Also, thank you for the thank you sponsors as well. Folks, I want to direct you to healthwithdoug.com. That's healthwithdoug.com. And, you know, look, since I've been taking collagen supplements and supplementation, I've noticed this change in my skin and how it reacts to trauma. I'm just going to say that. Not that I get a lot of trauma, but you know, if you happen to get scraped or you know, have something hit you, your skin is stronger. The 2024 study found collagen supplements can boost skin hydration by 14%. That's the other thing too. I noticed that it's easy to become dehydrated the older you get, so pay attention to that. It improves elasticity by 23%, reduces wrinkles by nearly 20% in just 12 weeks, 3 months really is what it. I'm telling you, you can find positive results up in just 3 months. Now, this is your sign to use collagen to transform your skin from the inside out. And that's what this does. But, you know, many people, most collagen typically found on store shelves is just filled with a bunch of junk. So I've been using that amazing product you see on your screen for the past few years. I'm obsessed with the results. Unlike the other collagen supplements, this collagen uses the top five for skin health. This premium collagen blend works together to help reduce visible signs of aging, reduce wrinkles, promote youthful glow, and promote elasticity and skin hydration. I mix it into... Really, I kind of make a smoothie out of it, and then it works for me. You can put it in your coffee. I mean, you can do whatever you want with it, but just take it. Try it yourself and start healing your skin. Place your order now. And this is important because it's right now, it's 51% off only at healthwithdoug.com. Plus, you're going to receive some free goodies, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, a free ebook titled 14 Foods for Amazing Skin, 6 Day Satisfaction Guarantee, and all sorts of things. So this offer is only available at healthwithdoug.com. So make sure you go there. All right. Moving along. A lot to get into. Randy Taylor is back with me, as I promised yesterday, as he indicated he would yesterday. He's back with me, and I appreciate that. So together, we're going to talk about really all things that are, from everything from a potential government shutdown. Now, is that a bad thing? You might want to ask yourself some questions about that. Global surveillance. What happened in Romania, by the way? Boy, did they take a page out of the deep state U.S. playbook dealing with the conservative nominee, conservative party over in Romania. It's very important. That's a very important topic. And Julie Kelly came out with some really great stuff. You know, I follow her a lot. And I learn a lot, you know, but when you go back to, what, 5-6 years ago, Spygate, the book Spygate, the various books written about Russiagate and the people behind it, this attempted coup. The names keep popping up, and so on. And we're going to be talking about some, hey, Canada, you know what? They're building up a lot of nuke force against the U.S. as well. Isn't that something? Maybe we can invade Canada. We did one time. It's quite a while ago. You have to really look in the history books to find it, but we did. We did with the French. And well, that's... You want to do it again? I can just see it. All right. So with me, Randy Taylor, rt@hagmanpi.com. This is his email address, and on Twitter, Randy Taylor _USA, I think. Right? That's yep. It. All right. Randy, how are you tonight, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. I am the forward man in Canada.
The forward man.
Yeah,
Canada or against Canada?
All of those.
So
there's. I just can't believe what we're seeing in the media.
What the hell is wrong with is Canada? And I have really been on rocky terms for a long time, for like 40 years. But
yeah, they are taking advantage of Trump in every way they can, using. They're blaming Trump for everything that's wrong in Canada now.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. The man did nothing. He made a crack about being the 51st state, and the whole place has gone into turmoil. They're after Elon Musk. They're after Donald Trump. And that thing that we shared yesterday between ourselves with Freeland, where she was getting up there and talking about joining forces with the nuclear allies. I couldn't believe what was coming out of that mouth. Well, I could not believe what she was saying. It was like I was having a drug hallucination or something. I said, the stuff that you hear, you're like, you scratch your head and you go, did I really just hear that?
Man, you would have to stop taking drugs if you had that kind of hallucination. But I get it. By the way, in chat, Kenny Buzz, I think that's the name. That was an AI thing, that statue of himself in Gaza. Okay. No. That's not. And I got to tell you something. I don't mean to go off track, but what we're seeing today, like with AI, AI-generated pictures and stuff, man, you know, you got to just watch and be careful of what you see, because you can't believe half of what you see anymore, right?
Entire videos AI-generated.
Exactly.
And it's alarming, because you could put it out there as news and people would believe it.
And
even under scrutiny, for the average person to look at it, they would be like, that is true.
Yeah.
It's really getting kind of scary. And we just got started into this AI thing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, look, now somebody did make a golden statue a bronze of President Trump for a different reason, and that's in upstate New York. But that has nothing to do with this, which you're referencing. So, but again, you know, it's easy. Look, I have to do double, triple takes and say, what the heck, man? You know, so I get it out there. The one thing that I'm going to say right now that I'm a little bit disappointed on, but I have a feeling those people who are waiting for the Epstein client list, yeah, you're going to be waiting a hell of a long time. RT, have you heard anything about this?
Though the latest joke is it'll be released on February 29th.
I've seen that, yeah. I'm not sure if I pulled any.
And I don't know how many people fell for that.
Well.
But I don't know what's going on. They're dragging their feet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And
thus the accusations are out that Trump's accepting money from the globalists to keep the list hidden. And yeah.
Well, okay, in cut five, and look, I want transparency, and I want it. Yesterday. So in how the process of release works, just in broad strokes, okay, this is my understanding. And if you're out there and you say, oh, no, or if you're in government saying, oh, no, no, then correct me. But the president directs, can give the directive, in this case, to Pam Bondi, the Department of Justice head. Now, she was not confirmed. I think it was the 12th of February that she was confirmed. So there is a process where there's a 15-day period to essentially get everything together, assemble things. So that would take it to February 27th, all right? Because it's based on having... again, this is my understanding of having the recipient of the order confirmed, which only makes sense, and it would be Pam Bondi. Okay, so she gives the order, but there's a 15-day lag. And then from there, there may or may not be another 30-day review process. I have not been able to dig down and find out about that, or if it's across the board applicable to everything or just some things. I don't know. But let's take that 30 days out because I'm not so sure. The soonest that we could possibly see based on the policy of the government would be tomorrow. Okay. So now, will we? I don't think so. So cut five. And Randy Taylor, after this, definitely feel free to really comment. Cut five. This is from a retired FBI agent. The FBI or the Epstein files, and we're not talking about a phone book or a Rolodex or, you know, no, we're talking about a client list. This is cut five, and he's saying, look, they're being slow walked. And obviously they are, because Pam Bondi said, hey, first day I'm in, I'm releasing them. And then she said, well, they're on my desk, going through them. Okay.
They're in the room down the hall.
There you go.
I think they're in the building.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so... and then there are some other outlying concerns I have about this, because folks and many people believe. Look, many people believe this was Epstein was a Mossad operation. Was it? I don't know. Could it have been? Certainly. Does that mean anything? Maybe, But the other part of this is you've got criminal cases associated with Maxwell. I'm just saying, okay, that if, let's say, a plaintiff in a civil case against Maxwell is on that list for trafficking reasons, we'll say. You don't want that name out there because it could compromise the civil case, and the same with the criminal case and vice versa. So anyway, so there are some valid reasons to make it perhaps a few redactions. I'd even accept that, but...
And don't you know the conspiracy theories would fly, though, if there's one redaction?
Yeah.
You know, that would go nuts. Because there's been so much controversy about this list.
Yes.
You know, so I would see if they were holding it so they could send out a complete list. Like maybe there's a couple names that need to be checked off for the reasons that Doug just explained, which are super valid reasons. If there's a pending case or something, you know, you want to
right. You
dot all your I's, cross all your T's.
You know, if it would be a black stripe, maybe in white lettering, you would have redacted because of trial or something like that. I mean, if that's absolutely necessary, and that would have to be done within the DOJ and the FBI. But again, I don't see any reason why we as American citizens should not see those names. Maybe there's 535 plus, you know, and those 535 are in the Capitol building.
You know why? Because there's a list over there, too.
Oh, hell, yes.
Money's paid out because of sexual improprieties all through Senate and Congress. And then slush funds, and I want to see that list just as much as I want to see that Epstein list.
Because, in my opinion,
they go hand in hand.
Now, some of the people on that list have passed away, and you can do the figure on that. But
tell me so I can go spit on their grave.
There you go. Well,
I was going to say,
you can kind of figure. Well,
we were going to stop and pee there.
You know, it wouldn't be the first time, but anyway, okay, I'm gonna leave that right there. You know, people like Amy Klobuchar, who allegedly, now I'll just say this, allegedly made a staffer get under her desk and dry shave her legs. It'd be, you know, there's stories about her on that, but anyway.
Yeah,
it's just, it's ridiculous.
You're like shaving your dog's legs. Come here, Ranger.
Hostage. Oh, man. Well, here's cut five, folks. Check this out and see if this makes sense or if this is BS. Here it is.
Absolutely not. There are still a lot of Comey soldiers working at the FBI. There are a lot more Ray soldiers working at the FBI. And there's a lot of individuals working in the FBI at high levels who are trying to protect their butts right now. And the only way they can do that is to destroy evidence. And I wouldn't put any, these individuals will do anything, including destroy evidence to save their own butts. And I believe that's what's going on right now in the FBI.
All right, so you have two things at play, I believe, Steve. You've got the evidence that shows government corruption from agents and leaders of many of these agencies. And then you've got evidence like the Epstein files, which may lead into government corruption, but is going to be the power brokers throughout America that, you know, these are the big time money guys. All of this combined, we're still seeing a delay on this. Are you surprised that Pam Bondi now has not released these documents as promised on her first day?
I'm not surprised, and I'll tell you why. Coming from the FBI and being involved in a lot of investigations, I think Pam got ahead of herself, got ahead of her skis when she said that the file was sitting on her desk. I was really surprised that an experienced attorney general from Florida would say that. But there's a lot of things involved here that are in play. And I'll give you one example. Suppose that there's somebody on that list right now who is actually under investigation for a crime. They obviously, especially a crime that may involve something involving Epstein Island or whatever happened on that island, child pornography or whatever. Say, for instance, that somebody on that list is under investigation. They're not going to want to release that name right away because it may actually foul up somebody else's investigation within the federal government, whether it be the FBI or another federal agency. So these are the things that they're looking at right now. The problem is that it gives the delay, it gives individuals enough time to, number one, either delete or get rid of evidence, or number two, it's giving Pam Bondi enough time to get more evidence from agents out in the field, the good agents that still have paperwork, that want to have that paperwork turned into her. There's a lot at play here. Let's not forget, Pam Bondi's only been in office for, or only been on the job for 3 weeks, so we've got to give her just a little bit more time.
RT, do we need to give her more time?
Like so, if we knew the circumstances, I think that it's possible that she hadn't seen the list, and she said, you know, I'm going to release this, blah, 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 and then when the list was actually handed to her, there were some problems with it.
Well, yeah, and I'm not thinking about, you know, for example, President Trump being on the list or something, you know, somebody,
no.
You know, no, I'm not thinking there. I'm thinking that that explanation is certainly plausible with respect to, hey, we have an investigation open into Bill Gates, as an example, or John Doe. I mean, pick a name.
Yeah. Or somebody that even ties to somebody else.
Exactly.
You know, it could be a person removed, and that's kind of critical. You know, maybe there's somebody on that list is a key witness against somebody.
Yeah.
In which case, a whole different set of rules come into play, Doug. You know that. I know that.
Yeah.
Those when it comes to witnesses,
yeah,
things really change. When it comes to the rules, it really, I've seen it. Doug's seen it. I've been involved in it. Doug's been involved in it. There's a whole, everything, right, all the way down to the person that's accused being able to face their accuser. And that's not necessarily true.
Yeah. If that's taken away, that would be a travesty for sure. But I'm not 100% convinced, but what does convince me that we're still on the good side of things, and it things will come out,
and it's not going away.
Well, no,
you know. So if we've got an undetermined pause right now, we're going to have to live with that. It'll come out. It's going to come.
But man, I don't want to make this pause into a full time. You know,
no. We're 4 years from now. We're still talking about the same thing.
No, because that would be untenable.
And they know that they're under pressure for this. They also know that this is a part of a mandate from the American people. They know that.
And this much I can tell you, just based on that limited contact I have with people who are within that, associated with people within that Trump's inner circle, they're bugging them every day. Okay, I'm just telling you, all right, whether it's the Epstein list or the Diddy, look, we got a Diddy list too. That's going to be explosive. And then, of course, the JFK, MLK, RFK files, the UAP reports, and all of this is going to be coming up.
And this is part of why I kind of understand in some ways why Trump didn't rush into releasing the JFK files. Look at all the controversy over one list.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
the explosive nature of these things are going to be incredible. Repercussions. We're talking history here. This could be in the history books.
Yes. But again, you know, I give no one a pass.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. Not just the front page of the Inquirer. This is going down in history. As we were saying last night, Doug, and I was glad you said it, I'd rather be late but be accurate.
Well, and that's one of the things. I mean, for example, Bungie, you know, has been very clear. He has a 40-hour rule of, you know, breaking stories. So you got to let the dust settle, see where things, if you're on the reporting side, to see where things go for 48 hours. I get that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I've got kind of the same, in my mind, the same, not a rule, but the same guidelines. So
mm-hmm. my old man always told me, son, sleep on it.
Yeah. And you'd be surprised.
See if you feel the same way in the morning.
Yeah. You would be surprised at what great advice that is on the personal decisions you make. So, okay, there's that. But what is really, what I'm really encouraged about, folks, President Trump has identified the people involved in Remember Crossfire Hurricane, Remember the insurance policy, Remember the Russiagate hoax, Remember the 2016 interference, right, to take President Trump out. Because we can see, he can see. In fact, J.D. Vance warned about what was going to happen in Romania, what was happening in Romania, this color revolution, which essentially happened in 2020 in the U.S. But here's what's really has me optimistic. And during the one conversation I had with somebody close, he pointed me in two different subjects, and the two different subjects were video 6 and video 7 in the show notes at HagmanPI.com. Okay, so the shorter of the two is the honeypot operation involved against President Trump, or President-elect and President Trump in 2016-2017. Okay, so that ties closely with the other, with Cut 7, where Julie Kelly's reporting on President Trump saying, hey, Jack Smith, bite me because you know what? I'm coming after you and the people around you. So the aggressive nature of what is taking place, the legal aggressive nature, I'm encouraged about. So, RT, we'll play Cut 6. This is an explanation about this honeypot operation. Simply put, you take a couple of good-looking FBI agents or assets, toss them into a campaign, get compromising stuff on the upper-level campaign people, and then, of course, blackmail and or other methods that takes place. That's what Comey did. Can you believe that? That's what Comey did, that piece of crap Comey. Yep. Here's Cut 6. It's just over 2 minutes long, but it's important because a lot of places aren't reporting on this. Here it is, Cut 6.
Plan to infiltrate President Trump's first campaign by using two undercover agents in a so-called honeypot operation?
Incredible.
Todd Pyro joins us with details. Todd.
This is big. Under the leadership of new FBI Director Kash Patel and Deputy Director Dan Bongino, the Bureau has reportedly launched an investigation into the agency's plan to infiltrate President Trump's first campaign using two female undercover agents. The Washington Times reporting that the program was launched in 2015 by then FBI Director James Comey. The honeypot scheme was actually kept off the books. And according to a whistleblower, Comey's investigation was separate from Crossfire Hurricane. You, of course, know that as the FBI's operation that looked into allegations Trump's campaign colluded with Russia. A whistleblower disclosure says, quote, the case had no predicated foundation. So Comey personally directed the investigation without creating an official case file in Sentinel or any other FBI system. The FBI has multiple methods of protecting highly sensitive investigations, so Comey did not have a legitimate reason not to officially create an official investigation file or have a file number. FBI leaders are reportedly looking for those once undercover agents who are said to have infiltrated the Trump campaign at high levels. Back over to you.
This story is insane. Thank you so much, Todd. The whistleblower said that Comey personally directed it, and using two female undercover agents as honeypots. They say it usually refers to an undercover operative who feigns sexual or romantic interest to obtain information on a target. So were these honeypots targeting Donald Trump? Were they targeting people on his team? Were they women that we were seeing on air all the time traveling with him?
If this is true, he's a dirty cop. And this is the same thing that is alleged that they did the same thing to Martin Luther King Jr. as well and recorded him to use as leverage. So the FBI, which was supposed to have reformed if this report is true, apparently never reformed at all.
Yeah, J. Edgar Hoover moved. James Comey always expected, always said he was above it all. And we know, now we know, we're soon we're going to find out if that indeed was he above it all. Was he just tall, or is he just, was he actually got all dirty in this? This is going to be.
No, there it is. You know, that Comey.
He was part of something else. Comey. Yeah, he was part of something else. So there's more there, and that investigation needs to be launched. Because it'll be interesting to know what it uncovers.
Yeah, I agree.
Somebody, because we know, we witnessed publicly an attempted coup.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine what was going on behind the scenes.
Well,
those insurance policies.
We have a fairly decent idea of a lot. And you know, thanks to... quite a few investigative reporters out there, you know, Lisa Page, Peter Strzok, a bizarre FISA process that was polluted, contaminated, and abused by the Department of Justice.
I just want to know who the center circle was that thought that they were important enough that they could go after the President of the United States.
Well, okay, I think we're building up to that, because this next piece, like I said, these are kind of related, okay? And again, all of this to me is important. This is going on today. So you have Pam Bondi actually physically right now today walking through the Department of Justice and herself physically removing pictures of Merrick Garland, okay? I'm not sure if that's open source or not, but getting rid of the Garland worship people. Okay, now, obviously, she's not doing it. She's, hey, get rid of that picture, you know. But cleaning house, okay, that's amazing. But there's more going on. Like you said, President Trump is really, he's a pissed off bear right now. Okay. And he's pissed off at Jack Smith. I don't know how many people saw the signing of the executive order against, conduct the investigation of Jack Smith. But we'll have more conversation after that. I mean, a lot more conversation after this clip, RT, because this to me, this was from a, I guess it was an ex post, but below that, or no, on page, no. Well, she names, we all need the pictures. She names people like Victoria Nuland and other people who were involved in some really cagey crap. And this does connect to Covington and Burling, who provided $140 million? Just a crap ton, just a load of pro bono hours. To Jack Smith, which this is a deep state law firm. I mean, it's mind blowing. Mm-hmm. Better to explain it is Julie Kelly. This is the after the cold open. This is Bannon and Julie Kelly. This is important because it does connect with the former. RT, after this, you can. Man, comment away. Here it is.
25 February, year of our Lord, 2025. Wow. Covington and Burley, one of the most prominent law firms in a city that's run by law firms. Eric Holder's law firm. Julie Kelly joins me. Julie, one thing I didn't know until today, I didn't know that I knew they were using outside law firms for help and assistance. I didn't realize they were doing it pro bono. That's stunning. No. President Trump drops a hammer, strips the security clearance. Tell me how big a deal this is, ma'am.
Well, I believe it was Politico who broke the story that Jack Smith had received $140,000 in pro bono work from a law firm that has now been identified as Covington and Burling, to your point, a very influential law firm in Washington, D.C., based there. Some of the notable names people might be familiar with, Eric Holder, Dana Remus, who is Joe Biden's general counsel for, I believe, the first 2 years of his administration, Victoria Nuland, Lanny Brewer, the old Clinton guy, Lanny Brewer. So this is stacked with Democratic operatives. The president today signing that executive order, I haven't read it, but just based on his comments, stripping the security clearance of all of the employees that appears to be associated with that firm, but also hinting that he's not done, that other law firms who assisted in the lawfare against him could face the same fate.
Why is this shocking? It shows you President Trump is prepared to knock down barriers, guardrails, whatever, because the law firms run this town. And they go back and forth between government work and go back to the law firm, but the law firms run. The law firms are many times the lobbyist firms, but even if they're not, they run the lobbyist firms. They are the most powerful institutions in this city are the big law firms. Why is this so breathtaking, what he did?
Well, I mean, it's definitely a shot across the bow, not just to Special Counsel Jack Smith, who is under investigation by the Department of Justice. Of course, Pam Bondi announcing that on her first day related to her weaponization working group under the president's executive order. So that is forthcoming. But also to your point, because the law firms do run the city, and look at what they're doing now, filing lawsuit after lawsuit against the president and the White House for changes that he wants to make to the federal government. So they are still continuing the lawfare. They're just on the other side of it now. And hopefully those law firms will be under review as well.
I hope their next step is what he does is take and ban them all from government contracts. I mean, that's what I would like to see. We got a punch list to go through. The situation of special counsel, why did the Supreme Court not take this up on its emergency docket, ma'am?
Right. So this is one issue that we've been covering. Hampton Dellinger, who is the Biden family friend, worked at Boies Schiller, speaking of law firms, with Hunter Biden during the Burisma scandal. He was appointed by Joe Biden to head of the Office of Special Counsel. And in that position, you wield great authority. He has 129 employees in his office. And he oversees basically four major statutes overseeing federal employment, and he can make recommendations for another separate board to look into what his investigations and mete out consequences. So he was fired, Hampton Dellinger. He was fired by Donald Trump on February 7th. He filed a lawsuit a few days later, again with the help of these law firms in Washington, seeking to be reinstated. Judge Amy Berman Jackson, one of our favorite Obama judges, a well-known Trump hater on the bench, issued a temporary restraining order, reversing his firing, saying it did not meet the standards. You had to have some sort of reason to fire him, and reinstated him. And this temporary restraining order is set to expire tomorrow on Wednesday. But the president and the White House thought emergency intervention at the Supreme Court to put an end to her stay, to her temporary restraining order. On Friday, last Friday, Steve, the Supreme Court refused to become involved and said, oh, we'll just wait and see what happens after this temporary restraining order expires on Wednesday to see if the judge will consider a preliminary injunction that could put him there indefinitely. Well, guess what happened on the very same day? The Supreme Court weaseled out of taking a stand, especially on something that's such a no-brainer. This is a presidential appointment under the executive branch, and he, of course, has authority to fire this individual who is has longtime ties to Joe Biden and his family.
I'll go with it's the no-brainer part. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Now, believe it or not, case law goes back to the I don't think people really, I don't want people to have their, you know, their eyes roll back in their head. But when you look at this historically during the Eisenhower administration, when you had McCarthy yelling that there was communist infiltration in all areas of government, you had Eisenhower. It was Eisenhower come out with this. This policy, this executive action, saying, okay, you cannot, for example, you can't fire the president, and he was looking forward. The president cannot fire at will, thereby kind of tying up the chief executive's or CEO of the government his hands. And if you follow that, and as I recall, I could be wrong, it's Eisenhower Fifth Amendment policy that went through. Forgive me for not recalling that off the top of my head. But again, this goes back, you know, 75, 80 years ago. Well, okay, so today, what judges like Amy Berman Jackson, who was very active in the lawfare against President Trump, what she's saying is, look, you can't fire these people. And so we're going to grant a TRO based on whatever evidence that she's looking at. And of course, the appeal process will prevail despite the decades-old long policy, because it is unconstitutional. And really, I don't think it's ever been tested. So that's a long way of saying, okay, it's going to work itself out, but these people are throwing every roadblock in the way. And RT, I find it very interesting that you have Eric Holder involved in this firm. You've got Victoria Nuland. You've got all of the deep state, you know, glamour bodies involved in this law firm. And, you know,
it just shows you how deep it goes. The deep state, and we're just scratching the surface here.
I'll tell you,
these are the visible ones. These are the public ones. I mean, it's the globalists and this deep state. The only safety we have is for light to be shed on it. You know, we've got to keep digging, keep exposing, keep bringing names out, you know what I mean? Make their lives miserable to where it can make, at least makes it more difficult for them to operate. You know, we want them under scrutiny at every turn.
Yeah, no, we absolutely do.
I'm alarmed. You know, it's really flipped me out the last 2 years, 3 years, these activist judges.
Well, now, we
every
can.
Time they turn around, it's like,
there's a separation of powers issue, but this can be dealt with. It's my belief this can be dealt with, and any lawyers listening right now, or later, leave a comment. But I believe the activist judges, obviously there's an impeachment process at the federal level, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's one way. But you could, in theory, it's my understanding, and again, RT, correct me if I'm wrong, you can wipe out an entire circuit court through firings.
I would think so. Well, I know our system needs cleaned up. We need people that represent the law, not the left.
Boy, that's that would make a great bumper sticker.
Super t-shirt, man.
Yeah.
Get up here, Hagman Report.
Yeah. Represent the law, not the left.
You got it. Because that's the message today. That's what we need to get across to these judges. After we watch, see, I'm still, and I'll never understand why there hasn't been an explosion on many levels of what happened with Donald Trump when he was not president and when they took him into a courtroom when he wasn't even facing charges.
Right.
And put him on trial. I still... And I'm sure he'll get around to that eventually, because that has to be dealt with. This is the United States of America.
Man, that's why I glommed on to Julie Kelly's reporting. And you can follow, look, I have a great deal of admiration for Julie Kelly. She's not an attorney, which I consider a plus. Let me digress for a second because I just thought of this. Any attorneys out there based in Ohio and or Alaska, it's interesting that there are really four of us who have a very large judgment against someone in Alaska. And we can't find any attorney to collect it.
These are substantial now.
Over a couple million, yeah.
Yeah.
and look, but I'm leading to something else, too. We can't find any attorney to collect it. I remember when I think I got two car payments behind on my car. This is probably 20 years ago. I mean, they were going to drag my backside for interrogatories, okay? I mean, it was bad, okay? But I digress.
No, but continue.
Any attorney listening out there want to make any money? You collect judgments a few million. I know this person's got some assets. I know income. And certainly we could use the money. Otherwise, it's nothing but a piece of paper collecting dust.
It would be a great service to the show and this platform if you'd help Doug out, if there's any attorneys, or if you know an attorney in Ohio or Alaska that would take on something like this.
The defendant's based in Alaska. The judgment's in Ohio. I don't know how that works. I do, but...
Somebody that can operate in those areas.
Yeah, so, okay. that was kind of a digression. Because that also, to me... you have to ask yourself, okay, if there is a case out there that's already been litigated, and for example, there's a judgment. Now compare that to the difficulty, and I'm making the connection here. Compare that to the difficulty of attorneys taking on, for example, a special counsel, where the case has not been established, but certainly. I'm sure there will be a case made. I think we have an attorney problem in this country. I guess that's the bottom line. And when I say an attorney problem, I'm saying that most attorneys, in my view, are leftist, and they could give two craps about the first, second, third, any amendment, any constitution. They don't care. All they want to care about is a Jaguar, their membership to a country club, and making money. That's the way I look at it. And maybe somebody prove me wrong. I mean,
it's a conscience problem.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you toss attorneys into a law firm like Covington and Burling, you've got this ideological driven machine against the Constitution, against the outspoken constitutional people who are stick up for the Constitution. So anyway, but Julie Kelly is why. Donald Trump, his action against Jack Smith and revoking the security clearances of those members of that law firm tells me this is going to the mat. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'm encouraged by that.
Mm-hmm. It's the start of the cleanup.
Yeah. Yeah, really. This is a signal that, hey, Donald Trump is friggin' serious, and he's coming after all of the people involved in the criminality. This isn't a revenge thing. This isn't
persecution. This is prosecution.
There you go.
And it's prosecution of the law. The law which has been ignored, the law which has been overlooked, the law which has been twisted to fit one side of a political aisle. That's got to stop.
So there's war taking place a lot, like you said earlier. I mean, there's a hell of a lot of stuff going on really behind the scenes. It's, you get the highlights, but the stuff going on behind the scenes, it's really trench warfare. I believe, when you look at it, as well as should be, and there needs to be some accountability. Now, I'm going to go back to something I said too earlier. You know, the Epstein client list has, in my mind, has more relevance to today than, we'll say, the JFK files. Maybe. I mean, we think.
No, but I think you'd be safe because the people on that list are going to be very powerful people.
Yeah.
And we have a globalist problem right now.
Yes. And to your point, this globalist problem is on a global scale. Man, I have never seen anything like this. Look at Europe. Hell, look at Canada. Look at Great Britain. You can't say, you know, Keir Starmer's I don't like his hair color. You'll go to jail in Great Britain. Mm-hmm. So, but it's a global issue. Okay. You know, how many people, can I get a show of hands in the chat? I'm just curious, how many people saw the visuals, at least the first 2 minutes of the cabinet meeting? Can I get a show of hands? Did anyone, because I think we've got probably the most in-tune audience on the planet. How many people in the chat saw the first couple of minutes through the prayer of the cabinet meeting today? Did you see that? How many? Yes. Okay. JJ Small. Yep. Saw it. There's a hand going up there. Yeah. So there's two yeses, two noes so far, three noes. Okay. All right. Folks, I think what did Bongino or I think Bongino said snapshots and sound bites, right? That's all part of the, but the projection of power as well as the closeness to the Constitution and God made an impact on me. How about you folks? I mean look, when you start out a cabinet meeting with a prayer, hey, I gotta say, man,
what a tradition long forgotten.
Very much so. And the left is all up in arms about, not about that, but about, you know, it's none of that. It's the fact that Musk was at the cabinet meeting, and why wouldn't he be? But, you know, it's all about let's get Musk kind of thing. But the projection of power and the projection of the composition of the cabinet. Think about how colorful Biden's cabinet was. Okay, you had people in drag, you had trannies, you had homosexuals, you had lipstick and piercings everywhere. I mean, what a mess. What a flipping mess, right?
It was like a staff meeting at a carnival.
Yeah. I mean, what was that woman on the Jim Carrey show that had the, remember that Jim Carrey show back in the 90s? I guess it was walking around like a clown with all the makeup. I mean, the comparison. And I didn't grab a, I did not grab any opposing shots, but I thought this was pretty good. Eric the Tech, if you don't mind, let's just play a minute and a half. And this will be our palate cleanser, because what we're going to be talking about next is going to be even some more, some really hard stuff. Let me tell you, some difficult things that we are going to have to, we're going to have to address. So let's give this 2 minutes or until after the prayer, starting at 1:45:30 from RSBN. Video one.
Okay, thank you very much. We appreciate you being here, and we've put together a great cabinet, and we've had tremendous success. We've been given a lot of credit for having a very successful first month, and we want to make that many months and years, actually. But we're going to have many good months, and we're going to have many good years, I hope, and we're going to solve a lot of problems. We're doing very well with Russia, Ukraine. President Zelensky is going to be coming on Friday. That's now confirmed, and we're going to be signing an agreement, which will be a very big agreement. And I want to thank Howard and Scott for the job you guys did in putting it together. Really did an amazing job. And that'll be on rare earth and other things. And as you know, we're in for probably $350 billion. Europe is in for $100 billion. And that's a big difference. So we're in for probably three times as much. And yet it's very important to everybody. But Europe's very close. We have a big ocean separating us. So it's very important for Europe. And they hopefully will step up and do maybe more than they're doing and maybe a lot more. The previous administration put us in a very bad position, but we've been able to make a deal where we're going to get our money back, and we're going to get a lot of money in the future. And I think that's appropriate, because we have taxpayers that are shouldn't be footing the bill, and they shouldn't be footing the bill at more than the Europeans are paying. So it's all been worked out. We're happy about it. And I think that very importantly, we're going to be able to make a deal. Most importantly, by far, we're going to make a deal with Russia and Ukraine to stop killing people. They'll stop killing young Russian soldiers and young Ukrainian soldiers and other people in addition in the towns and cities. And we will consider that a very important thing and a big accomplishment, because it was going nowhere until this administration came in. They hadn't spoken to President Putin in 2 years. And so we'll keep you advised. Before we begin the cabinet, I'd like to have Scott and a couple of people say a few things. But most importantly, where are you? This is a gentleman who's going places, the head of HUD, and he's going to say it. You all know him. And you're going to say grace, and then we'll have our meeting, right? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. President. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this awesome privilege, Father, to be in your presence. God, thank you that you've allowed us to see this day. The Bible says that your mercies are new every morning. And Father God, we give you the glory and the honor. Thank you, God, for President Trump, Father, for appointing us. Father God, thank you for anointing us to do this job. Father, we pray you'll give the president, the vice president, wisdom. Father God, as they leave. Father, I pray for all of my colleagues that are here around the table and in this room. Lord God, we pray that we would lead with a righteous clarity. Father God, that as we serve the people of this country in every prospective agency, every job that we have, Father, we would humble ourselves before you, and we would lead in the manner that you've called us to lead and to serve. Father, the Bible says that blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Well, Father, we today honor you, and in your rightful place, Father, thank you for giving us this opportunity to restore faith in this country and be a blessing to the people of America. And Lord God, today in our meeting, we pray that you would be glorified in our conversation. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right. And Randy Taylor, after this quick break, I'm going to ask you, I mean, projection of power, the optics there, the fact that God, Jesus Christ, was invoked. And I'm telling you what, I'm going to get your opinion on that on the other side, folks. You're listening to the Hagmann Report. It is Wednesday, February 26, 2025. And I want to thank everyone for being part of this show. Before we get back to the issues at hand, folks, go to staywarm.com or staywarmnow.com. That is staywarmnow.com. Please go there. Because we had a pretty doggone warm summer last year that resulted in a spike in power bills. Households are seeing the same problem now with the cold. You're going to pay for groceries, or are you going to pay your power bill? That's many families are up against that. And the rise in utility costs are forcing that particular decision. So I use, and I don't want to be in that position. Look, you know, I'm just a normal guy, and I want to save money wherever I can. We take advantage of specials wherever there's coupons, to the extent that they're still around, we use those. And think of this as kind of a break for your wallet as well as a gift for you. It's an amazing portable heater that I love how it makes my area warm enough and I don't have to turn on the furnace. It saves me added heating costs. It's portable but powerful. It's a mini heater that makes any of my rooms warm and cozy in no time. It's compact enough that I could take it anywhere, but powerful enough to warm up my bedroom, my office, the studio. I have one running in the studio. Plus, there's built-in safety features, overheat protection, adjustable heat levels, and different levels of heat from just toast my Twinkies to, hey, you know, burn my toast, all right, and everything in between. Of course, I'm kidding about that, but it really works. Do yourself and your wallet a favor. Grab one for up to 60% off this winter season only at staywarmnow.com. Plus, order today, and you're going to get a receipt. You're going to receive free expedited shipping, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and yes, several other free surprise bonuses. That's once again staywarmnow.com. Staywarmnow.com. I do recommend that. All right. Randy Taylor is back. He's tough. He's a tough guy. You can't put him down. For the people who didn't catch yesterday's show, man, yesterday's show is a great show. And RT's returned back yesterday. A lot of people got a lot of email about you. You know, you're looking good. Your color's good.
I'm feeling good.
You're about a foot shorter. Ah, ha, ha, ha. No.
Definitely. That's why I tell people, don't get short with me.
No,
you have to joke about it, man.
You do. And you've handled it well. And I'll tell you what. It's and you know, it's only up from here. So. Mm-hmm. But now what we saw, and again, that was kind of a palate cleanser, because I think what we saw was and tell me what you think of this.
I think it's fantastic because we are a nation that has drifted so far from the Lord. When I see something like that, it gives you hope. it lets you know that we have a man. And I'll tell you right now, ever since they took a shot at him in Butler, Pennsylvania, Donald Trump, I think, has just come to this realization that he's here to do the Lord's work. Clean up America and bring the country back closer to the Lord. If we just go back to our founding principles,
yeah,
we will be, this nation is a gift from God. More so than any other nation in the world.
Amen.
This nation is a gift from God. And we have drifted so far from that, which when you do that, you're spitting in the Creator's face.
Yes.
You're telling him that you're not grateful, that you think that you took this on your own. You did this on your own. No, the only thing you're doing on your own is defiling it. And when we look at it, and then yesterday was just a great example, the CIA pervert chat rooms.
You know, I think I might have something about that here.
I just, yeah. I was like, what? In a million years, I wouldn't have. No, you know, I can't even say that because we know that the CIA is involved in sex trafficking. Somehow it doesn't surprise me, but that their employees would have this and the fetishes, the piss fetishes, really?
On our dime and time, okay. And I did not include it because I mean, we can talk about it.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, hard to believe, not unbelievable. Hard to believe is a better phrase on that one.
But you know, I was absolutely stunned. You get, remember when I invoke his name often, Jeffrey Toobin was caught, I don't know, pleasuring himself during a Zoom meeting or something. I mean, I don't know, you know, whatever that was.
Polishing the rocket. Okay.
Yeah. I'm thinking to myself, you know, who, first of all, who would do that? And second of all, who would do that on a Zoom call? Yeah. And are you that? I mean, you got to be messed up in the friggin' head, in my view. Mm-hmm. So when I saw this, and you mentioned this, when you got this room, this chat area by the spooks, and that, to me, that's a scary thought. These guys, these men, women, whatever, are involved in the protection of our country at the most covert levels, and they're doing this?
Yeah. People like this are involved in making a decision whether a person lives or dies.
You hand out weapons to these people?
Yeah, no kidding. Stunning. I was just stunning that. And it wasn't speculation. This person submitted photographs of the screens, the screenshots.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. And you know what? I mean, you're going to be a pervert. You do it on your time.
Oh, yeah.
This was on our time.
Yeah.
On our time, and so safely to say, on our equipment, on our servers, on our dime.
Yep.
Stop and think about that. You know, no wonder people like that weird person, Admiral, what's the Admiral from Pennsylvania?
Oh,
that was Biden's.
Dick Levine.
Dick Levine. No wonder the Dick Levines were accepted. No wonder all this crap's been going on in the military. This DEI crap. That should have never, DEI should have never made its way onto a base.
It should have never made its way anywhere.
Yeah, but for sure not on a military base.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
It should have stopped at the gate.
Right.
I'm sorry, it's a separate, the military is a separate entity charged with protecting the United States and the Constitution. And you can't deviate. You know, my understanding is today, drill sergeants can't even curse at the trainees.
Oh.
Are you kidding me? I thought those were the only words my drill sergeant knew. and let me tell you what, I can't think of very many people in this world that I respect more.
Yeah, right.
To this day.
Man.
Drill Sergeant Johnson.
Is he still around?
I don't know if he's still alive or not, but you know what? Well, in my, I'm sorry. He's like my dad, you know, just a great man. And I'm sorry. I have all the respect in the world for him. I'm not sorry. I have all the respect in the world for him.
Amen. He's
an incredible. I watched that guy turn a group of men from civilians into soldiers, and I mean excellent soldiers. And
keep your backside alive, too.
In a short period of time.
And that's why I have faith. And folks, you know, I've got faith in Hegseth. I really do. He's been there. He's done a lot of things. I'm sure he's got a huge learning curve with running the Pentagon. But he can do it.
He's coming from the end where he's seen the inefficiency, and now he's going to be tasked with the efficiency.
Exactly.
And that's going to be quite. And like Doug just said, that's quite a learning curve to go from one end of the military to the other end of the military.
Yeah, I mean,
he's
going to
do a great job. 6 tours of duty. Come on. The guy's got my vote.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
It's just incredible. The things in 6 tours that he would have, you know, had to deal with to comprehend, to see. And it's going to be great because now he's taking everything he's learned and what he's seen where we could do better. Because the places where you see where there's things lacking is when you're on the front line. You know, when you say, geez, I wish we had one of those.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, those guys might be alive if we had one of those. You know, things like that. The cool part is he's taking that with him up to the top where you can say, hey, why don't we have these?
And he also, which I find this, again, folks, boy, it's really, sometimes it's difficult to wrap your head around how much is going on out there, because Hegseth is part of the initiative by President Trump to go after, to repo, so to speak, some of the equipment that we left in Afghanistan, that Biden and his morons, the woke military people, left in Afghanistan. Sadly, we can't bring back the lives lost, and there are still some Americans trapped in Afghanistan because of Biden's screw-ups.
And the whole war thing, and even ending the war, is this vicious circle of money changing hands.
Yes.
And supply and demand, because as they leave equipment there, more equipment has to be built.
Yeah.
Thus, more exactly. money. Thus, more money from Congress. It's this big vicious circle. And yes, we do need to pull that money back from Afghanistan, if at all possible. Pull that equipment back. I don't know how. It's probably already been sold, and Lord knows where it is in the world.
Exactly. And let's see here.
Remember Vietnam, when they were leaving Vietnam, we saw photos of helicopters being dumped into the sea.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and we talked to the soldiers that, you know, they left the stuff in the jungles. And, you know, it's now equipment from a tank and that perspective, armor equipment wasn't near as heavy because it was jungle warfare.
Yeah.
You know, a bit of a difference there.
Right.
However, equipment was left. Equipment was destroyed. And then what happens is you come back here and General Dynamics gets another contract. You know, it's a vicious circle, and paying for this.
You know, and I don't recall, excuse me, I don't recall where I heard this. Well, President Trump in the cabinet meeting said, The U.S. has given Ukraine $350 billion versus the entirety of the European Union, $100 billion. We intend to get our money back or have it secured, which absolutely is 100%. I'm all for that. Now, to go along with that, obviously, the Ukraine money, when you think about it, going in, the money going into Ukraine, I'm not talking about military aid. I'm talking about money now, is being laundered and brought back to the U.S. and the biggest proponents of war in their pockets. Okay, mm-hmm. So there's that that needs to be investigated as well. I mean, what in the hell? Look, for the last four decades, we've been in the crapper, but in the last 4 years, the Biden regime or the third Obama term, it was expedited like nothing I've ever seen. Right. So we've got to fight this. And to that extent, RT, I thought that would be a good palate cleanser, but there's one thing I forgot to show everyone. Inside sources confirm the Department of Justice have overwhelming evidence that James Comey, we were talking about Comey earlier, and I should have put this up then, committed treasonous crimes. Now, that word is, that means something. Think if you're Comey right now, okay, you might have a sphincter problem at the, I'm telling you, if you're Comey. He reportedly committed treasonous crimes against the American Republic and will be indicted soon.
Mm-hmm. He has 6 rows. It's tightening up. He hasn't crapped in days. And where he's going, when it's all done, he's got sphincter problems there too.
Man,
shame on me. I don't.
Well, no,
he'll get married in prison.
Yeah, he, I don't know at what 7 feet tall if he's going to be, you know.
Some of those guys probably like their women tall.
Yeah,
you know what you were saying about Trump and what we were saying about Ukraine. There's some kind of deal being signed.
Yes,
for precious minerals in Ukraine to offset some of that money.
Rare earth, yeah.
That's been sent to Ukraine. It's going to come back in rare minerals to the U.S.
But the problem with that is they're not, no one is certain of the value of that.
Right.
And I suspect that President Trump knows more than what he's saying. And of course, I'm sure there have been studies done. So, okay, you know. So yes, but that's collateralizing that $350 billion. Okay. But it's not clawing that money back from the pockets that were lined. What needs to happen.
Lindsay has still got the money.
Yeah. Anyone with the Ukrainian pin on their lapel, okay, needs to have a financial colonoscopy.
That's so when they go in the bank, they know to pull up the Ukrainian account.
And let's not forget about the biolabs there, too. You know,
there's still so much we don't know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, and the place is a long way from being cleaned up. The one good thing, though, if we have a minerals contract like that, that might help get Russia out of the immediate area.
Well, yes. Now, that brings into Romania into the equation, which we're going to get to momentarily. But I'll dispense with the discussion about the DOJ. We can do that by this clip. Go ahead.
And we should get some insight into Romania and what's going on there from a friend of ours who's out there and hasn't sent me an email in a while, like since November. But anytime he sends me an email, it's just huge, and it just brings us up to speed on everything.
Yes.
And we'll call him Brother B. I know he's listening. Get us an email. Let us know what's going on.
You can't get any better than on the ground. He's on the ground there.
And anytime there's been anything major going on in Romania, he has got within 7 days.
Yeah.
We receive an email from him and great information. And he doesn't put that bias on it. He's just like, this is what's happening. And this is near as he can tell. This is why it's happening.
Exactly. And I want to get to Romania here.
And we will share that with you.
100%. But I want to show this. This is about Comey. I should. And my apologies, folks. This should have been earlier. This is Cut 8. Inside sources confirmed DOJ has overwhelming evidence that Comey committed treasonous crimes.
Yes.
Check this out, folks. Check it out. Here it is.
I want people to understand that Trump's strategy for what he is doing right now, very calculated and very purposeful. And now that he's got his team on board, he had his first cabinet meeting today. And now that he's got his team on board, that you can see that, you know, the guns are coming out metaphorically, right? And Comey is going to be one of the first targets, because what is going to happen, and this is why I think you're absolutely right, that within the next probably 60 days or so, we're going to hear about indictments coming against him and others. You know, there are going to be grand juries sealed and such, and that kind of stuff will go along. But between Cash, Dan Bongino, Pam Bondi, President Trump, and then others of us that are involved in some of these aspects of what we're trying to do, Comey is going to fold, and he's going to fold like a cheap cigar, because once these people are, you know, they're, the evidence is there, Jim. You didn't destroy any of it. The agents are still there. In some cases, they're still working inside the FBI, or they're out. They will be brought back in. So all of this is now going to come to a big head. And it won't just be Jim Comey, because Jim Comey's going to be asked about, well, who else knew about it? Did you brief Barack Obama? Did you brief the attorney general at the time? Did you speak to Jim Clapper? Did you speak to John Brennan? Did you speak to Susan Rice? Did you speak to Sally Yates? Who else was part of this conspiracy to undermine at the time the candidate of a major political party, Donald J. Trump, during the 2016 timeframe? And then all of that then led into Russiagate, right? Led into the initial components of the coup to destroy, to basically take down America, destroy this country as we know it, and turn it into part of the one world order that the globalists want. So Jim Comey is the first target, just like I was the first target in the Trump administration in 2016, 2017 timeframe. Jim Comey, you know, believe me, once the evidence is shown to him and he knows it, he knows it's there. He knows exactly what the problem is, and he is not going to get away with this. So Jim Comey ought to go to the tall man's shop, get measured for an orange jumpsuit, and because he's going to go to prison, whether he likes it or not. Now, the only thing he can do is maybe cut a deal and lessen his sentence and offer some of the other, you know, conspirators who were part of this. There are agents inside of the FBI. They're not going to go to jail for Jim Comey, believe me, that were part of this, that he directed to do this. So Romania is an interesting place because the European Union and the globalists that are still controlling Europe and still want to see, you know, this war continue, right? This ability for them to just continue to pour money, you know, gain more power, you know, as we have seen over the last, Christ, I don't know, last 8-10 years. So Romania is going to be the next sort of fire keg here, or powder keg. And what I think we're going to see is we're going to see a lot of pressure by Europe. And it's going to be a funny thing, because it'll be where they're going to try to decide how to maneuver Romania and maybe cause some other condition of conflict where it draws in Russia or it draws in other aspects, and it causes the conflict in Ukraine to widen. One of the other things that you're hearing too, to other bring other countries in. So these other countries that are talking about bringing in their troops, like the UK, a prime minister, the French president, has talked about putting troops into Europe and other NATO nations. Well, if they put them in there and they're attacked, does that mean that Article 5 of the NATO Charter, you know, does that get enacted? So there's a lot of undermining right now, and undermining is probably not a strong enough word. There's a lot of conspiring to continue to basically, just like that title says right there, to basically widen this conflict. The globalists working through the European Union, working through their World Economic Forum, confederates inside of inside of Europe, to try to make this war stick and to do it in a different way and to undermine any peace negotiations between the United States of America and Russia.
All right. So that brought in Romania, okay, because what's going on there is a replay or the template that was used against President Trump and Michael Flynn, by the way. But so what we're seeing right now is this war or this pushback against Comey and others within the Department of Justice, the FBI. And it is taking place again. This would have, although it provides a nice segue into the global deep state. I probably should have left it with the what's taking place with the FBI and Department of Justice. But Eugen in the chat, deep state losing control, and we can see that in Romania. So RT, I mean, there was a mouthful said there by Michael Flynn. Anything to add or your thoughts on that?
I think that the perception of Russia is going to change quite a bit during the Trump administration, you know, through the years here. So seriously, the left was intent on making Russia the boogeyman. Absolutely intent on it.
Yeah, and still is.
And they still are. You know, This goes back, you know, I found it interesting that, and remember we talked about the Arab Spring, and I know I'm getting off track here, but the Arab Spring and how basically it stopped at Syria.
Yeah.
Because Putin got involved in it and started helping Syria keep out the Syrian freedom fighters that were actually Al-Qaeda funded by our country, by our covert assets, our, you know, the CIA, Hillary Clinton, Obama. And I was sitting there and I was noticing.
Let's not forget what you said, and we have, it bears repeating, Obama is the creator of ISIS.
Yes.
And it was during that period. But go ahead, continue.
No, absolutely. We saw that where we actually saw the flags out of Al-Qaeda than in Iraq, and we actually saw those on tanks going into Libya and in Syria. We know what's going on there, those of us that are in the know and in that circle are willing to listen. And you also notice another thing is, and it just dawned on me today when I was looking at some dates, how the final push that toppled Assad here kind of almost coincides to 2022 with when the Ukraine war started.
Yeah.
So we have two different things going on there, but both it's almost like because of what was going on in Syria and Putin was concerned about it, he started the war in Ukraine knowing that the U.S. would jump right in that and it would pull away some resources from what were going after his Syrian friends. Does that make sense?
Right. It does, especially
It just clicked today when I was looking at some dates, and I was like, whoa, almost to the month, February of 2022.
I mean, obviously, Syria's got the deep water port, and I've always said that World War III is gonna begin in Syria. That's still my belief. I think Syria is a flashpoint. Mm-hmm. And I don't think people really understand that the biblical nor the historical significance of Syria, Damascus Absolutely. Being the oldest city on the planet. But anyway, so yeah, I mean, you're exactly right in terms of tactics.
God, we could write a book about the Arab Spring.
Yes, especially the
especially if people that, because you say it to some people, they've already forgotten.
Oh yeah,
and it was never pushed that much, but we grabbed onto that.
Yep.
And when we understand this Arab Spring and what was going on and what its purpose was, it wasn't, this is one about spreading democracy. This is about spreading globalism.
And again, to the people in the chat, to their points, this right now, I think, and again, you're free to disagree or, but I think the globalist deep state apparatus is in trouble and they're desperate, you know?
And we're definitely knocking on the door and we're learning more all the time. And as Trump digs into this, and now he's got, as he digs into this and as he's, you know, he's got the people in the right places now to dig. Yeah. People are going to, and what that guy said about squeezing Comey is right on the money, because I don't think Comey's that strong of a guy. I think Comey will fold.
His underlings as well. Yes. But yeah, Clapper, squeezing both.
And yeah. I can't wait to see Brennan do the perp walk. Man, I can't wait to see that. I do not like John Brennan.
No.
If that
I don't think Brennan
obvious,
cares that much for you either.
He belongs in a cell.
Yeah. Yeah, I no, 100%. Brennan, Comey, Clapper. And, you know, I got to tell you this conversationally. I was watching, I don't know what it was, but it was USAID funding an NGO that was given $17 million to create a puppet show, a Muppet-type puppet show in Iraq. Okay? Okay, now, my head hurts thinking about that. But what was really worse is finding out that Tom Ridge, the former governor, the first secretary of DHS, is on the board of the NGO, and the product that was shown, this Muppet show, cost $17 million. I could have done it for about $100. Okay. That's so when you look at things like that, and the people involved in this, mm-hmm. we there's no way that we cannot see friggin' perp walks. And if we don't see the perp walks,
that's why people are screaming to the left, because they've got their constituents that they got these deals. They've got their constituents on the phone screaming, I'm going to lose my house.
Oh, yeah.
Because this whole house of cards is coming down.
Yes.
And the ones that are screaming the most, watch them. Schiff, Pelosi, watch these guys. There's people on their phones that are screaming at them because they made deals, sweet deals, for kickbacks or whatever.
Yeah.
And that is coming apart now as Elon and Trump go through this mess and say, cut it, because it's crap. You know, and that's unfortunately so much of our government and dollars going out is nothing but crap. And we're paying the bill. Do you have people, as Doug said earlier during a commercial, you have people that can't decide whether to turn on the heat or eat.
Yeah.
And you've got this crap going on, and $17 million puppet shows, and airports that were built that have never had a plane take off out of them. You know, I mean, there's just a lot of things going on here, and it's time for that house of cards to crumble.
And I saw a headline today, too. I don't know whether you saw this or not, but you know the people who are bitching the most and protesting at various wherever, okay, especially in the red areas where the protests are at, are being funded by Soros through the NGOs. Mm-hmm. Okay, so
if we can figure out a way to shut Soros down,
shut him down.
Well, I know that, absolutely. We take care of that on a good weekend.
Yeah.
Soros, though, that's a huge problem. And he's been allowed to operate for too long. He's been ignored for too long. And he is a source of a huge problem. And the problem needs to go away. Make it go away. I don't care.
It's not that hard.
Things happen. No loss.
So he can be shut down legally, lawfully.
Yes. Oh, shut down, excuse me.
I should enunciate better. No, but he could be shut down in really without that big of a, given the fact that.
Well, just using lawfare.
That's one way. Yeah. But you know, it goes so far beyond Soros. And to the people in the chat who mentioned this, you had mentioned, of course, Arab Spring, and then, of course, creation of ISIS, and then the Russia-Ukraine. But right now, the deep state, I think, is they're concerned, whether it's domestic with Comey or whether it's globally. And here's 59 seconds is all this is. Here is perhaps Exhibit A in the court of common or of public opinion of the deep state reacting to losing another asset. The asset, of course, being Romania. Don't forget they had elections, and one man was elected representing the what we would term as the conservative party, kind of like President Trump. Their courts overturned that election, nullified that election. And here's what happened next. This just happened today. This is cut 4, 59 seconds long. Here it is.
Huge news out of Romania this morning. The populist nationalist candidate for president, Calin Georgescu, has been arrested by Romanian authorities there on charges that seem incredibly spurious. Again, this was the presidential election that was overturned by the Romanian Supreme Court. This is what J.D. Vance warned us about. This is what he went to that Munich conference and the storied heads of Europe. And he said, you are the ones that are not upholding European traditional values. You are the ones that are actually standing up against democracy. And if you're going to run around the world saying that you are the moral arbiters of democracy, then you need to uphold those ideals at home. And instead, you're jailing people and you're overturning elections in Romania. Well, the leading candidate in Romania was just arrested, and we saw that here in the United States last year in 2024.
So, RT, pretty much in 2020, President Trump stolen election, not by the Supreme Court, but other means. Mm-hmm. We won that election. Okay, so fast forward months, a year, and what do we see? He was arrested. I mean, make no bones. I mean, he was arrested. President Trump was arrested.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
And look what's happening in Romania.
Mm-hmm.
Same playbook. And I guarantee you, it's the same globalists.
It's the same players, same people sitting around that globalist table. These are the people we have to take down. And I feel I'm very upbeat, and I feel that with Trump in office, and as long as this purge continues, we can take these globalists down. They have to be destroyed. Right up there with the bad guys, Klaus Schwab, these people at the World Economic Forum, they have to be taken down.
100%.
They have to be taken down. They are a threat to humanity. And I firmly believe that the WEF can be destroyed and that Klaus Schwab and people like him can be imprisoned and die in prison. If not executed for crimes against humanity, it's COVID and all the things that have gone on. There's millions of people in that body count.
Yeah.
And depends how many far back, how many years you want to go. Because Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum were basically operated since 1971. Think of everything that's happened in that time. Yeah.
Yep. And you have, you know, more recently, for example, the Good Club, but go back in time, these other supranational organizations, the Trilateral Commission in what, 73, the CFR in 54, you know, their birth dates, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And they're all part of a larger, some people call it Illuminati, other, you know, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, the Bilderberg Group, the Davos Group, right. The Davos Group, you know.
Yeah, I mean, people don't want to talk about this, but I'll tell you, it is absolutely 100% true where you have all of these people who are, the Bill Gates of the world, you know, again.
That overstepped the boundaries.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Overstepped their boundaries. Bill Gates has no business having anything to do with administering vaccines.
Of course not.
So he's not qualified. I don't see a thing on his resume about medical school.
Nope.
You know, nope. And I honestly think his wife, that's one of the reasons she divorced him.
Over the Epstein or both, that, maybe.
And he was a frequent flyer from what we've seen.
Yes.
You know, this isn't, you know, the person that went to Epstein Island one time, saw what happened there, never went back. I might be willing to give that person a pass if they went there unknowingly. But the person that boarded that plane a second time, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah. And when you think about this, and we can do entire programs on this. You know, you think about the British royalty, for example, and the Jimmy Savills of the world, and there are more Jimmy Savills than you can imagine. That goes back to what we were talking about the NSA and the perverse activities using our equipment, and I was told that I couldn't talk about human trafficking because it was too political, and my response was "fuck you."
Yep, exactly. And said just the way I hope you said it, brother.
Yeah, and I make no apologies at all. You know what? I make no apologies. You tell me I can't. You've got. You got a 500,000 people out there, or 500,000 children out there, unaccounted for. I want names, not of the children, of course, but I want names of who's responsible for this. I want the Savills, who's dead, you know, sadly, he should be dug up and killed again, or killed and then reburied. I want the Prince Andrews. I want the other people, which again goes back to the list.
Mm-hmm. Bill Clinton. You know?
There you go.
Can't even attend a funeral without looking at some girl's ass in the middle of, you know, while everybody in the world is watching. I couldn't believe that during the funeral when he was the young lady that was singing. Or not the funeral. I'm wrong. Not the funeral. The inauguration, where the young lady was singing. They brought her in. She sang for President Trump. the inauguration.
Oh,
I can't remember. I can't remember her name. Anyway, Clinton was looking at her, was looking at her butt.
Yes.
During the thing, I got caught on camera, and I'm thinking, you know what? You can't even go to an official function and behave yourself. You know that guy. Yeah, there's so many of them. There's so many of them that don't give a damn about people. They're in it for their own gratification on every level and of every type. They don't care. Well, they're going to pay.
You know.
And one day they're going to answer their maker.
Yeah. And I think we've seen millennia of this happening, you know, the most horrific stuff happening. But today, given where we are as a world today, it rips my heart out to see the fact that you have people who put money over life, even if they survive quality of life, the trauma. And then you have, and I don't want to get into this, but you know, when, I mean, Russ's team and your Shatter Ops team does a great job, shatterops.org, and save them. And, you know, they deal with the end result. The people who are saved, the young people who are saved, they see the broken bodies and the broken spirits and the broken psyches. And that's a rough thing to deal with. And you're telling me you don't want to talk about it because, man, it just might be political. Why shouldn't I say F you?
And you should talk about it.
Why shouldn't this platform say you're nothing but a scumbag with an audience?
Yep.
That's right. Steelers mom, support Shatter Ops. Thank you for shouting that out. Shatterops.org, great organization to support. I don't know what else to say, but I don't want to be, look, I don't want to leave the show on a down note, but boy, you know, again, and that speaks to our program yesterday too, where we have people who overpromise and underdeliver. I don't want to see that. Shut the F up, deliver it, and then say, okay, here it is. Do with it what you will.
Yep.
You know?
And I think some of the people that are over, you know, under delivering and, you know, looking for the titles and things like that, I think that some of them are a little bitter that when Trump got into office, they feel like they kind of got left behind. I think I'm noticing that a little bit in social media. Without saying any names.
Yeah, but so what?
Oh, I know. It's not an excuse. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't grant them any pass.
Boy, I'll tell you, if you and I could stack situations like that up,
no kidding.
I mean, okay, not a problem.
Yeah. Left behind a few times, but hey, that's the way it goes. We didn't do it for those reasons.
And there it is. And that's what's going to, I think, Randy Taylor, that's what's going to save us. The reason, I mean, I've got the utmost respect for you because you've gone through hell for the last, I don't know how many years. health wise, and you just had a tremendous trauma insult to your body. You're coming back and you're coming back stronger. And that's what we need to do physically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and practically. We need to fight. We need to take the fight on all levels. And we could use you as a prime example of that, where you know, nothing is going to get you down. Because I'll tell you what, I mean, there are days that I think, you know, screw this. I just can't. And yet, yeah, I can. Yeah. You know,
we always have another fight left in us, Doug. Yeah. And I've known you long enough to know that we always still can get up, dust ourselves off, man, get our bearings and get back in the fight.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and that's one of the reasons I opted to amputate the foot, because I know that there's even a bigger fight coming than what we just went through with getting rid of Biden and getting Trump in. I know there's a way bigger fight coming, and I can't fight it from a wheelchair.
No.
And there was no way, and I just had to come down and say that and say, get up off your ass and get in this fight. And the only way you're going to do it, get rid of the thing that kept jumping in my head, and I know it was under different circumstances, but if your eye offends, you pluck it out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, those lines. And in my case, my foot offended me, and it had to go. Because I've got things to do.
Never thought of it like that, but okay, you make a point.
It crossed my mind more than once. Trust me, you're looking for revelations and all when you're trying to make those kind of decisions.
Yeah.
You know that. You've been through some tough decisions, my friend, in life. Yeah, I know that. You know that. We don't have to even discuss them. You know what I'm talking about every time.
Of course.
You've been through some tough ones. And, you know, you look for revelations. You look for guidance. You look for, you know, I've been looking for somebody who's been through it before, you know, to lead me along the way. I didn't really find anything along those lines, but, you know, there's a lot of spiritual guidance, you know, a lot of prayer. And honestly, that's how it came to me. Was I prayed and prayed and prayed. I finally fell asleep. And when I woke up, I knew what I had to do. It was that simple.
And I would say that as we approach the fight, and we're all going to play a role. Folks, if you're listening to the sound of my voice and RT's voice, and occasionally Eric the Tech, you know.
He's not feeling good tonight. Just so you know. He's not feeling well tonight.
I knew that he was a little clogged, but the sinuses.
He's been quiet. He's been quiet tonight.
He has been.
Yes.
But if, look, we're all in this fight. We all have a task to do, and we have to pray. I think every night and every chance we get, we better be praying for guidance, for direction, and to be righteous. You know, that's at the end of the day, the bottom line, I guess, is we have to be on the side of righteousness. And we have to save those who cannot save themselves, like the children. And that's, you know, and the things that we we've seen is, I mean, the perversity, you know, you read about, or maybe there's a television news report about a guy who rapes an infant, and you think, okay, you know, and injures badly the infant. What drives people like that? But when you're looking at those cases on a wholesale level, you're looking into the abyss. And I got to tell you something. It's easy to turn your head away, and certainly convenient to say, oh, I don't want to go there. No. I might lose a listener. Well, so be it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not about pleasing people.
No, it's not.
No. No. We have a job to do. Trust me, I could be laying up watching TV.
Yeah. And I could be
have,
out.
You got it.
Golfing.
Well, you got it. But we have a job to do.
Yeah. Although I wouldn't, you know, I could never get the ball in the clown's mouth, but, or pass a windmill. But yeah. So you know, look, again, folks, you've got, in my view, you've got to really understand that we are right now, we are in the, in the start of a battle. And you've heard really, I think on Monday about the kinetic part. Look, it's going to go kinetic. I believe it will. But it's going to go kinetic on a global scale. It's going to start sporadic and then involve the entire globe. We just hope in the meantime that the accountability for the people that have caused all of this are held to account, whether it's Pam Bondi, Cash Patel, or whoever it might be. Let's get it going, because I know President Trump has that same desire based on the people I know and speak with. And you know what? He's aware. And by the way, RT, he's aware of the missing children and the children who've gone missing through CPS and through the NGOs and put in. He talks about it, put into slave labor or killed, you know? Yeah. So, when's the last time that was mentioned by a president? Biden didn't do it.
Nope.
In fact, his press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, said, oh, you know, basically, essentially, he called people liars. You know, oh, that's not true.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you were right, too. You know, you could tell people like the hound dog Clinton, unbelievable stuff, right? I mean, come on, man.
Yeah. He doesn't get a pass from me.
No. And I do believe that once the Epstein files are released, and they better be released, because of there are literal bodies buried, okay? We need people need to know how bad things are. Mm-hmm. You know, in closing, I got to tell you this. Somebody says, oh, in your book, it's not, no, that doesn't happen. Oh no, it's based on a true story. My latest one in the dark of night. Yeah, absolutely. Both of them, so far based on true stories. I mean, true events, actual events. And muted down. So it's, you know, you could read it without.
Vomiting.
Yeah. I mean, so, but things are happening, brother. Things are happening.
Yep. And they're going to continue to happen.
Yeah.
And the fight's going to continue, and it's going to get broader and meaner because the globalists are panicking. They're going to start pulling out all the stops. And we still have millions of people, military fighting age, that cross the line into our country. We don't know where they're at and what their orders are.
That's, well,
I think about that every day, Doug.
And we're right. You're right to think about that. And frankly, I think we need to consider that. All of us do.
Yes, sir, because we're going to face into the street.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Yeah. Now, Randy Taylor, I got to say, you're not going to join, or you're going to have the rest of this week to just do what you got to do. So, folks, I hope.
Yeah, but I'll get a hold of you for the weekend and figure something out for next week.
Yeah, but I do want to say I've enjoyed the last 2 days with you. I think we covered quite a bit of ground over the two shows. I don't
As
know.
Usual.
Yeah, as usual.
Absolutely.
And then
tons of positive feedback. It's good to be back. It really is.
It's good to have you back. I had no doubt that you would be back. And I will say this. I think our next project, we still have some unfinished business in this part of the country.
Yes, we do. There's still a network out there, my friend. Yep. You got to bring them down.
Yeah. Absolutely. But we wouldn't want to talk about that either. Nope. Because, no.
Oh, that might be political, Bob, Doug.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know.
Folks, it's good. It's good to be back. It's good to be back.
Amen. All right, folks.
Thank you for your support. Drop us a line. Let us know. And our friend in Romania, come on, Mr. B.
Hey.
Shoot us an email. Let us know what's really going on.